and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We could do this the easy way or the hard way.
There's an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best! We improvise!
We think too much and feel too little.
What's but a smile on that face?
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame!
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
And that brings me to 25 past four. It's time for the COVID slot. I'm going to chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham in Joburg. Daniel, great to have you with me again.
Great to be with you again, Simon.
So you're asking a really interesting question today as to whether we're living with COVID or are we shutting it out? And what is the answer to that question?
So it's so interesting because if you look at some of the countries in the world, like particularly New Zealand and Australia, they really had an approach from the beginning of zero COVID tolerance, zero COVID cases, and shutting it out. And as most of us know, they have now, you know, even in these countries with a very low case, daily case rates of COVID, they've gone into an approach of, as has Europe, of living with it and trying to, you know, protect people who are at risk and vaccinate individuals and have a different approach. But what I thought was really interesting to look at was that China, which we all know was the country where this virus originated, has adopted an approach of zero COVID again. And well, not again, from the beginning. And if you look at their cases, I mean, they really have had, after that initial whole spike in Wuhan and surrounding areas there, they've had no waves, so to speak. But, and now with a little glitch of cases in the last few weeks, they have built a quarantine building that houses 5,000 people to keep them there for foreigners who come from abroad. They have strict quarantine measures, lockdowns, curfews. And it's so interesting because the type of virus there is Delta, just like we've seen everywhere else in the world. And one would think that they would, at this point, have learned, so to speak, from the rest of the world, that even though they've done well so far, this is impossible to keep this out indefinitely, and it has to, you have to start building a population immunity. So in South Africa, I think that we are on a long-term, or a process, I should say, of moving from keeping it out, which is what we did initially, to learning to live with it. That obviously is a process, and especially in a non- we'll say in our developing country, it's going to take time for people to be able to, you know, become more relaxed and so to speak, you know, appropriately social. But I would say that following the trends of the whole world, living with this virus is definitely the way we are going to go.
It's a really interesting discussion, Daniel. I'm going back to pretty much one of my very first discussions with Professor Shub, when he kind of indicated then already that this was something that we were going to have to learn to live with. And if you look at the approach of countries such as New Zealand, which tried the Chinese way of shutting up completely and zero tolerance, and they've decided very recently in the past couple of weeks that they're just going to have to learn to live with it. Doesn't seem like there's another option.
Absolutely, because we all know that the only way that you can not catch COVID if you're exposed to it properly is through an immunity, whether it's an immunity from your own antibodies that you've built up or from a vaccine. And even for those who believe that the vaccine immunity will wane and every year we'll need to do boosters, etc., you're still going to need to have an immunity. So one needs to start fashioning the socio-economic policies of a country, you know, to be a post-COVID world rather than a world that, you know, has conquered COVID, because that isn't going to happen. So, you know, those are the predictions. And the countries that are doing that are doing it very well. If you look in Europe, the countries who are open, have their different sectors in the economy functioning well, and they're still not having high death rates. So, you know, we have a lot to look forward to, but we have to have the right approach.
Daniel, we've got a minute left. I just want to ask you about China again, because I think it's a fascinating example, given that it started there. Are they perhaps adopting this approach because they haven't vaccinated enough of their population? Is that perhaps a factor that comes into play?
So I actually looked this up and did some research on it, and there is, depending on which cite you're using as your credible source of information, because China, as we know, is not that transparent.
Yeah.
But they have very high vaccination rates.
Interesting.
Somewhere between 70-80%. But the vaccinations are manufactured in China, and we don't know how they compare in terms of efficacy to the others. So unless they are doubting their own vaccines, that isn't the reason. I think that it's because of the draconian measures that the Chinese government very often put forward in various realms of life, that they are still on a zero tolerance to COVID approach. But let's see if in 6 months' time, when we have this conversation, that has changed.
Absolutely, we will. Daniel, great to have you back. Thank you. We'll chat tomorrow.
Great, Simon.